This is Ozarks at Large. On yesterday's program, I talked with Laura Goodwin from Walton Arts Center about Poetivity, a regional-wide effort to bring poetry and people together more often. Poetivity is one facet of the Artisphere Festival presented by Walton Arts Center and is co-coordinated with the Northwest Arkansas Writing Project. Part of Poetivity has reached into schools, including Linda Brothers' creative writing class at Fayetteville High School. Yesterday afternoon, during one of the school's busy lunch periods, I navigated through the halls of Fayetteville High to meet with Linda Brothers, her creative writing class, and Chris Gehring from Northwest Arkansas Writing Project. This spring, the class has worked on poems with the theme of nature as the third place, the place we seek beyond home and work or school. Beginning today and running through next week's editions of Ozarks at Large, we'll hear the results. Today, the poem Linda Brothers wrote as an example for her students to explain the idea of nature as a third place. She titled her poem, A Third Place of Her Own.
When Ms. Goodwin from the Walton Arts Center approached us and asked us to do this, actually through Chris, and I got an email from Chris talking about a third place, and I didn't really know what a third place was, and so I did a little looking and started looking at the prompts that he gave us, and so I decided to write a third place poem to approach the idea with my students because I just thought that would be the best way to get them started. So I wrote this. Do you want me to read this?
Please.
Okay, so it's called A Third Place of Her Own. American transcendentalists and British romantics had third places in their heads. Thoreau just went to the woods. I once heard all I needed to live deliberately was a futon and a library card. But I need a third place, huh? I know some awesome third places. My friend Laura Jo lives in Magnolia, Arkansas, and calls her third place the rabbit hole. Lots of folks love to go there, but she is a bit of a tyrant, demanding we drink from mason jars and go barefoot on certain hills, get on our bellies to drink from the creek, because the ground spirits like that. I want to be queen of my own third place with an Airstream trailer next to a creek with huge rocks on which to sit and a fire pit. Always someone there to sing and play on something made with strings. No connections to the world outside. Red wine for breakfast, and everyone eats chocolate before bed for tossing torrid dreams. In my third place, all are required to think before speaking, must plant something for everything they pluck up. Violation sentences under the willow tree. The guilty will spend 30 Sundays serving the tyranny of the Magnolia Queen. You will live deliberately in my third place, or it is indeed off with your head.
Linda Brothers teaches creative writing at Fayetteville High School, and her class wrote poetry this spring with the theme of nature as third place. Poems her students wrote will be on next week's editions of Ozarks at Large. On Monday, Angel Rodriguez reads a poem about his third place, a coffee shop. That's on Monday's Ozarks at Large.